Farnsworth, John P., 1834 to 1918, and first wife, Frances Jeanette, circa 1834 to 1868, and second wife, Laura L., circa 1846 to 1870, and third wife, Amelia M., 1843 to 1930. John Farnsworth was the eldest son of William Farnsworth from Washington, New Hampshire, who was among the very first Adventists to keep the Seventh-day Sabbath. In 1864, John married Frances Jeanette Stevens, originally from Paris, Maine, a sister-in-law to prominent church leaders Uriah Smith and John Nevins Andrews. John Farnsworth came to Iowa in the early 1860s, engaging in farming and later owning grocery businesses in Waukon and Radcliffe. By 1887, Farnsworth had moved to Kansas, and in 1892 to Longmont, Colorado, where he spent his final years. He was an active church member, serving several times as a district leader for the Tract and Missionary Society in Iowa, Kansas, and Colorado. Frances Stevens came to Waukon, Iowa with her parents in 1856. The Stevens family, as well as some other Sabbatarian families that moved to Waukon about the same time, was skeptical of the visions of Ellen White and generally disapproving of the leadership of James White. See, for example, June 11th. John Farnsworth, writing to Ellen White from Waukon in 1862, notes that if you said vision to some, you would feel and see a repulsation very soon. It is possible that Farnsworth had been influenced by the Waukon Adventists. He admits in the same letter, "to the unbelief I had in the testimony the Lord has given you," although heartily declaring his subsequent change of heart on the matter. The only extant letter from Ellen White to Farnsworth was written 10 months after Francis's death at age 34. Regarding his plans for remarriage, Ellen White urged great caution because of his overbearing ways, through which the life of his first wife had been sacrificed.